Good morning, everybody. Chodesh Sivan is a very auspicious day, Rabbi Sai. You mentioned it a few times, today, tomorrow. You know why? Why is Rosh Chodesh Sivan so auspicious? The day Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Bayom Hazeh, is the day that Bnei Israel came to Har Sinai. It's the beginning of the whole Maisa Kabbalah Satorah starts today. So it's a very auspicious day that you guys got up special early to learn Torah on Bayom Hazeh, Mamash Gavaldik. Okay. Says that we're in Hilchos Lashon Hara, Klal Zayin, Halacha Yud. We're talking about the Isra of Kabbalah Lashon Hara, even in situations where you might think it's true, right? We have different examples. So now in Halacha Yud, we say the following: the Yimeshel of Dvarim Hanikarim Shenira Yidei Zeh She Mashem Misaprim Alavu Emes. Let's say it's pretty obvious. There are recognizable pieces of evidence that cause that which is happening to be true, right? Dvarni Karim, you know, evidence, kitzer, right? So then, what do you do? So im yesh inyan b'zeh. So dina haki. This is the halacha. So im yesh inyan b'zeh afilu m'daver emes l'shayv t'letzarchus v'nyani shliyus hamaylos. He goes, if number one, again, the old story, that if it's possible that you can be malamed zchus, right? Someone tells you that they saw, you know, Yaakov Schoenland in San Diego walking towards the beach with a surfboard, you know? And it did not say on the sign to the beach, you know, nifredet, which in Eretz Yisrael, you know what that means? Separate beach, right? So someone tells you that, you know, and devarim hanikarim, you know, whatever. Somehow there's that, and you would, there's recognizable evidence. This guy's a lifeguard over there, you know. I don't know, place, and I don't know, but yesh l'shav to letzad chos. It could be he was coming from, you know, a party where they dressed off, place. It was around Purim time. I don't know. There's yesh l'shav to letzad chos, right? So over inyani shlilus hamilos amilos. Or that it's talking about where a person was just saying something negative about his character traits. So, b'chol shar pratim dvarim le'el b'sif zayin. Lo shayach b'zeh dvarim hanikarim. So that's not called dvarim hanikarim. That's not called that it's there's evidence that it's true. Devadei m'chayav l'dunu l'kav z'chus. No, dvarim hanikarim means that there's evidence that it's true. But so what? Still, if there's a way to be down the kav z'chus, dvarim hanikarim doesn't help. Just like Meheni Beitrei, that is a person that you believe like too helps. Why? Came into each Beinoni, right? If you remember all the way back, Rabbi Isai, in the Isra of saying Lashon Hara, now we're talking about Kabbalah's Lashon Hara. Remember, there's different kind of people. Each Beinoni generally tries not to do an Aveira, sometimes falls to do. Then there's an Ish Rasha. We're talking about a regular guy. So it's a regular guy, right? So then, Kadesh Lehiz Bazai, they Zeb and Yoni Anal. Therefore, he shouldn't be embarrassed. You have to be down the katzchus. Aba, imu davar she'ein limtzoy satzchus aloseyo mutal lahamar lekabel. Okay, and however, if there's dvar manikarim, and that you can be moitzei satzchus, that there's no satzchus, then you're allowed to believe him. Now you have to again be very careful. The Chofetz Chaim writes in a note over here. Still, you have to be very careful. And if you go through various, you know, conditions and chakiras, and really to make sure that it's taka really true, because you know he says the Eitz Sahara pushes someone to think that it's really true when it's not, right? So it has to be real dvarim hanikarim. It has to be really obvious evidence, pretty obvious evidence that it is true, and that there's no possible tzatzchus. Then you can believe the lashon hara. That this evidence has to do with the story itself. When he saw the evidence, but someone told him about the evidence, right? In other words, guy says, you know, San Diego guy, you know, going to the beach with the surfboard, right? And you happen to see him that day. Taka, you know, walking. I saw him like 10 minutes later. Taka, and he had wet hair and some sand on his feet. You know, so the story makes a lot of sense. But you know, so if you can be down the kav zchus, then you have to be. But you can't, right? But you have to know that you saw the Dvarim HaNikarim, you saw this evidence, you know, this circumstantial evidence, whether it is strong circumstantial evidence, that you saw it, right? And it's really nogeya to what it is, not just that you know evidence, shab evidence that you needed a lawyer to say, you know what I mean? So then, if not, if you didn't say it at all and someone tells you it, right, so then it doesn't work. Let's do one more. There's a short one over here. Yidbeis, v'da tefillah medvarim nikar mamish. Even it's very recognizable evidence. Einamol rakul nirshav. They say you mutal lahamid ba'atzmos adavish musafim. Again, we're talking about a situation where you can now believe the lashon hara. Why? Number one, there's obvious evidence that it's true. Number two, that there's no way to judge him favorably. But that which we say you're allowed to believe him, that's only for you yourself. But for you to go what? Tell other people? Lo mahani. No, doesn't help. The law of him, after all, if you saw the guy do it itself, are you allowed to tell other people? No, that's this lashon hara. So if you, even in a situation, normally you're not allowed to believe lashon hara. So over here, there's evidence that you should believe it, and that there's no tan lekavschos. So therefore, you're allowed to believe it. But similarly, you're not allowed to go tell it to anybody else. And that doesn't help. Shisul l'sapra chachak l'nashim, still prohibited to say lashon hara. Kama shavur leh b'chalal dal tzivgim u'madalit v'da'oi. The bechalofen also litzmach al heter zeh shal dvar minikar mamash al psidu ay dezeh mamin al koso. Again, a very important theme. You notice Chavetz Chaim emphasizes this over and over again for several reasons. Number one, the halachas of listening, telling, gossip, etc., they all have a lot of similarities. That's why, you know, but he repeats the details each time because there are some details that apply and some don't. But this detail he points out always, because even in a situation where you know something inappropriate about a person, you know something is true, and this guy's really did something Deborah Ainu Hogan, and you know that doesn't give you the right to play God. Yeah? We like to, you know, people like to all of a sudden, you know, they can give mussar, you know. Why are they giving mussar? Not because they want to give mussar. They want to yell at the guy. You know, it's a heter to yell at someone. It's a heter to be mean. It's a heter to be mavaza. It's a heter to embarrass. It's a heter, yeah? You can't go ahead just because the guy did something wrong and you believe and you, it's a situation where you believe it. Ain't, there's no heter lahafsidu ay dezeh to make him lose because of this, any money, or you can't hit him, and anything like that, right? You have no heter to be mean to the guy just because taka, the thing that happened, was true. Very good. Yashikai, everybody said.